So we're going to have a lot of fun this time exploring a number of different things. So this is our agenda for the kinds of items that we'll be covering. Because we didn't get completely finished, and I get the opportunity to come back, I told you we would finish up with some things. So we're going to learn how to, first thing, map across some modalities. Because I want to make sure you have some experience with gathering detailed submodalities to figure out what it is about the person's thought process that might be getting them stuck. And you heard Marilyn say it started to make a difference. If you'll recall, what I was demonstrating was what I had you experience was using mostly the physiology, the way she was holding her body, and the state she was in to bring that into the experience. So I want to show you how we can totally separate out just the submodalities and the thought process to make a huge difference in the way somebody might be responding to any one thing. And make sure you have the opportunity to do it yourselves. So you did experience, I'll do a demonstration of that first. And I also promised you that we would play with couple re-anchoring, the sort of thing where a loop gets built up between two people. And it doesn't just have to be people. You can do this. It's especially a useful process with any sound, recurring sound that bugs you that you can't get out of your mind, like barking dogs and dripping faucets and people chewing ice or anything like that. But especially if a couple, somebody you really care about, is doing something that you just have a knee-jerk bad response to, we'll show you how you can actually change that using anchoring. It's very empowering. You can do it with yourself, but we'll have you do it with somebody else because it's even more powerful when you do it with somebody else. Now, I also promised you that I would see about getting a video of Milton Erickson. And when I talked to Tim, he said, Chris and I will take care of that when we come. So they'll be here the next two modules. And he said, I've got a Milton tape somewhere. I'll find it. We'll find a way to show it on the lunch hour or something. So I'm not revisiting that, but you'll still get that. So these are leftovers. That's appropriate, isn't it? I went to somebody else's house for Thanksgiving and I didn't get any leftovers. It's really a bummer. Okay, then we are going to play after that with the whole notion of congruence and incongruence with the goal that you recognize your own internal signals. When you feel congruent about something, when you're congruent, it's all systems go. Yeah, it's right for all parts of you. Versus when you're just not sure. So one of our goals for this is that you recognize inside yourself what visual, auditory, or kinesthetic clues do I have as to whether this would be a good decision for me or not. So our goal is that you identify that for yourself and that as you're working with somebody else, you can identify what it is they might be doing that lets you know this is a good choice for them. It's, yeah, all systems go versus, yeah, I'm not so sure. So you're going to identify it from inside and then also be able to identify it on the outside. Now, why is that important? Why might it be important that we ourselves know whether something's right for us or not. Did you ever have buyer's remorse? Did somebody talk you into something and at the time you thought, well, maybe this isn't good for me, but you did it anyway? Or did you ever get a really strong signal you shouldn't do something and you did it and then blam, oh, that wasn't the best thing for me to do. So it's really important that you be able to recognize it. So you're not taking chances on things. You can check, how is this for me? Now, you still may make some decisions that don't turn out the best because you can't control all the variables. But you'll be knowing what are the signals that I get. We call this sometimes intuition as well. And then it's important that you, in your relationships with others, can tell whether somebody is really congruent about a choice that you might be suggesting for them. Any of you who are going to work with other people. Yeah. That you recognize those signals. Okay. We have a frame around much of what we're doing this time that we call reframing. It's something that NLP is quite well known for. Being able to create different experiences for people by putting different frames around what we're talking about. So we're going to do this in a number of different ways. We're going to learn how to do something where we do verbal reframing. So this is something you might do with somebody else if they have a complaint and you think it might be useful for them to look at something a little differently. We'll show you how you can begin to use your language in such a way that you can help somebody have a different experience of something that they are totally stuck in. And you do that verbally. But you're also going to learn this really powerful process called six-step reframing. Six-step reframing. It's one of the first ones that Bandler and Grinder came up with. And it's called that because it has six steps. Isn't that unique? in the entirety. And it is a process I will teach you in the step-by-step way. I learned it so that you can learn it in the step-by-step way and do it that way a couple of times. Then you can have the freedom to use elements of what goes into six-step reframing for lots of other things in your life. Because what six-step is really good for is if you're doing any behavior you don't appreciate, that you don't like, that you would like a new choice in, that's where six-step reframing is really useful. And what we do is we find out the intention of the part that's running the behavior, make sure it's fully honored, and give it new choices. So it's about expanding and becoming more flexible in life. And it's a really cool process to understand and get. And based on all of this, we'll be doing quite a bit with the notion of positive intention. That presupposition we have in NLP behind every behavior is a positive intention. And the processes we're dealing with, this module really demonstrate that to us. And it's a way of thinking that can be totally liberating in your life once you understand it. Because you don't look at other people and think that they are intentionally trying to bug you or be mean to you or anything else. You go, oh, I wonder what they're trying to get out of that. Wonder what could be behind that particular behavior. So we'll spend quite a bit of time with that notion of positive intention. We'll also learn how to deal with conflict. How to integrate a conflict that we might have within us, internal integration, plus you'll learn the concepts behind it so that you could integrate conflicts other people that you might have with other people. So that's usually called negotiation or mediation. When it's outside of you, that's what we call it. When it's inside of you, we call it conflict integration, where you're of two minds about something. And it's a process that I do very often in my coaching work, because people often bump up against, and you can have more than one conflict in your life, of course, but where you run up against, we need to make sure we honor all intentions of all parts of us. So let's see, if there's time. Oh, the other thing that we'll be doing that's a big frame around all of this is even more with the notion of ecology. I mentioned it a couple of times in the last module, where we were saying, is there any objection to this? Does any part of you find a reason why this wouldn't work for you? And so you'll have the opportunity to do what I call overkill. We'll take one issue and you'll play with all the different ways that you can check ecology to find out if it'll work for somebody or not. Just so that you understand how to use them. And then you have lots of choices when you want to make sure that what somebody is doing or what you are doing fits for all parts of you. That we're not in the process of manufacturing some wonderful product, ruining the air or the water or the earth. I mean, that's what we usually think of when we think of ecology, but in the process of creating some new behavior for us, we want to make sure it doesn't get in the way of another part of us that might have a conflicting intention. So we learn how to create harmony inside as well as outside. So this is what we have planned for this time. It's a lot of meaty content. You notice each module builds on the last, and we continue on. So let's see, who are we missing in terms of mind master leaders? Do we, huh? Lonnie, so maybe Mike. Or Damon, you'll take Lonnie's group. Okay, so find your mastermind group and set your intent for today.